Our next scripture reading in the order of service is from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Our next scripture reading is from Psalms 149, verses 1 through 4. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad of its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory.
Scripture reading is from Isaiah. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones.
Thank you.
Our final scripture reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
And so, dear God, on this lovely summer day, whether we're on our couches or at the kitchen table, the back porch, whether we're on Zoom or Facebook, whether we're inside or outside, whether we are near to our beloved church or far away, be with us. Help us to hear your songs and words. Help us when loneliness and longing for each other's company feels too much. Be with us when we feel like dancing for joy or marching for justice. With grateful hearts, today we have raised our voices in praise of you, O God. Amen.